Welcome back to the Center Court podcast. This is the tournament edition. I think we're on day three now, but it's all starting to get a little
hazy. It's all blended together.
I'm Travis Barrett, and alongside is the other Travis, Travis Lazarczyk. Class C South boys quarterfinals tonight. We had four games. Started off, Madison beat Booth Bay 63-41. Pretty easy game, really. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it was close until the half. Madison had a three-point 28-25 lead at the half and then just kind of took control. Booth Bay had to extend their zone, and Madison was able to find some seams and, you know, attack the basket and build up that lead.
Yeah, and Sean Whalen had a huge second half.
Yeah, 14 of his 16 points in the second half. And between Hay and Mitch Jarvis, you know, they got it done.
I thought you and I had talked about it at one point. I thought one of the keys to that game was that Madison was able to get to the basket, but they weren't forcing those drives and throwing up bad shots. If it wasn't there, they found open guys underneath the basket.
Yeah, they kicked it out and started over, or you know, they made that extra pass and found the open layup.
And we caught up with Madison coach Jason Furbush, and here's him talking a little bit about that win.
Evan Best just told them losing weren't an option, and we come out in the second half and we executed our game plan a little bit better. But lucky for us, Ames went a little bit colder in the second half because he's a heck of a shooter, and that helped for sure.
So after the Madison game was over, pretty cut and dried, easy going, then we went to a couple of real barn burners. Number 7, Waynefleet beat Richmond, number 2, 57-52, in a game that looked like it was over at halftime. And then the Bobcats, I don't know, something got into them.
Yeah, Richmond looked completely lost in the first half as Waynefleet built a pretty big lead. But then, you know, they chip away. I think they got it within three. Late, had a chance at a, you know, tying three-pointer. Had a couple late turnovers, which didn't help. And then Waynefleet won it at the line.
I think probably if I was going to pick on anything that Richmond did late in that game, I thought they forced some big shots trying to tie the game in one possession when they had a little more time and probably could have played for a two-possession kind of game. And the defense had been good enough that they probably could have relied on that.
Yeah, sometimes kids, you know, forget they got to score twice. It doesn't matter. So you don't need the three. And, you know, maybe they went looking for it. But they're high school kids. That happens.
Yeah, and I thought we talked to Phil Hootlett after the game, the Richmond coach. And he had nothing but praise for his kids. And he never believed they were out of the game, even when they were down by 20 points in the first half.
To be honest with you, you know, down 20, I mean, I think because we've played some games this year where we've been down some, like when we played the Nokomis teams in the A up here. We just said, you know, once we get on it offensively a little bit, that'll turn the defense up and we'll be fine. I think we didn't think we were ever out of it, to be honest with you. And we didn't give up. So, I mean, we could have easily packed it in the first half, been down 40, to be honest with you. But, you know, we didn't do that. That's not their character.
And so as crazy as the Waynefleet-Richmond game was...
Yeah, that wasn't even the craziest one of the afternoon.
It wasn't even the craziest one of the night. It got worse. It got way worse. North Yarmouth Academy, number 4 seed, beat Halldale 59-55. In a game where the score doesn't even begin to tell the whole story.
No, Halldale at one point in the second quarter had an 18-point lead, making everything they took. They had 9 three-pointers in the first half. We were talking about the record maybe falling. The record for threes in a game is 12. We're like, oh, geez, they're only three away. You know, that should be pretty easy. And I think I said to you, they're going to need to make those and break the record to win the game, because late in the second quarter, NYA had cut that lead from 18-12, and the momentum was starting to shift a little for the Panthers.
Yeah, and I thought Halldale got it. It was funny, when they were confident and free-flowing and playing well in the first half, they were making everything, and it seemed like when they needed big shots in the second half, either they forced looks or they just, you know, whether it's kids and nerves, they just weren't falling anymore.
NYA led to that a little bit by extending their zone pressure to about three-quarters court and then really trapping on the wings and doing a little better job making sure guys didn't get good looks. But talking to the NYA coaching staff, they thought they played excellent defense in the first half. Just Halldale was making everything they took. You know, if you're making it with a hand in your face, you just tip your hat to them.
And so even after NYAA, which hadn't led since the first quarter, since early in the first quarter, I think it was a 20-4 run at one point for Halldale in that first quarter. They get the lead late, inside of 30 seconds to go. Halldale has Jet Boyer, who was lights out, made 6 three-pointers in the game from the left corner. His shot in and out of the rim, rolled around the rim and out, and went down the other end, and NYAA got a rebound off a free throw and sealed the win.
Yeah, it's one of those crazy finishes that you see tournament time.
And so for us, we look at it and we talk about all the shots that Halldale made and records and three-pointers. Halldale coach Chris Ranslow talked about defense, and he thought maybe that was the difference in the second half.
I thought they started to score the basketball inside with more and more ease. We weren't defending that spot inside of 5 or 6 feet vehemently enough. We didn't have enough passion. And they're bigger than us, and they're stronger than us. And, okay, good, get over it. You still got to go do your job. And we didn't do it in the second half.
So then we cap it off with unbeaten number one seed Winthrop, and really what I think we all expected, which was a really easy win, nothing out of the ordinary. They took it to number nine, Wiscasset, and credit to the Ramblers. They took care of business. They didn't let them hang around the first half. They went out. They won the game.
Yeah, 1,000-point score. Jacob Hickey added 30 to his total. Just a kind of a rocking chair win for the Ramblers. They're going to have a tougher test with NYA in the semifinals.
Yeah, they sure are. And we talked to Coach Todd MacArthur afterwards. He talked a little bit about NYA. He didn't want to commit to too much. He claims he's a film guy and he hasn't seen a lottery yet. But he does know one thing, and that is NYA's size will create some problems for Winthrop, sure. Sort of like it did in the second half for Halldale. But here's Todd talking about his team and what he likes about them.
The way that we play defense, it's really a team effort, and everybody buys into our defense. We hang our hat on our defense, and, you know, we did a good job today. We really did. Forced some turnovers, and we made it tough on them.
So that puts the wrap on a Monday. It's Monday, right?
It still is Monday.
Okay, it's still Monday. On a Monday night here at the Augusta Civic Center, Class C South quarterfinals. Again, centralmaine.com/sports. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. We've got it all covered. We've even got this podcast, which if you found it, you probably have already found the website.
We hope you've listened this long.
We hope you've listened this long. Tomorrow, what do we got tomorrow here, Travis?
Well, I will be here in the morning for some Class D girls regional games. I got Forest Hills versus Seacoast Christian, I think. I'm drawing a blank.
Could be.
Oh, no, Pine Tree Academy. Pardon me, Pine Tree Academy. And then Madison girls in Class C quarterfinals versus, I want to say, Old Orchard Beach. Don't hold me to that because I got to look it up because it's the end of a long day.
End of a long day. So we are tomorrow, Tuesday, we are wrapping up quarterfinals here. And tomorrow night, the Class AA schools will be in for their semifinals as we start to really get into the meat of the week. Again, thanks for listening. This is the Center Court Podcast. I'm Travis Barrett. This is Travis Lazarczyk.
It is.
Thanks again. Visit us on all of our social media channels. Visit our website. And we will talk to you again tomorrow from the Civic Center.